It's the law.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loft. Good morning. On today's Lighthouse Spotlight feature, we got the one and the only Smiz, the money kid in the building.
Yo, what up, piece of power world? What's good? I'm grinding. I'm so envy.
Let's go. How let's go. Yes, yes, yes. Everybody, thank you for tuning in to the Loft. Open up your mind, your body, your spirit, and your soul to receive some good information and a great artist. Let's go.
Welcome to the radio revolution. I got the BMI, BMI. I got the ASCAP, I got the Harry Fox, I got the C-Sax, I got the Sound Exchange, I got the SoCal. I'm getting money made every time you hear my song. I'm so indie, so indie, so independent. I'm so indie, so indie, so independent. I'm so indie, so indie. I master the craft from battle rapping to trapping. I master the tracks, I started out as a bastard. My pappy was absent, the past is just that. The past, so I'm laughing at you. Peace, God, look at me now though. A single black female, raised a black soprano. The streets was all mine, keys like a piano. Hair blow, just like blow, flow like Joey Banano. Load up the ammo, iTunes and Amazon. Blocks on Spotify, CD baby phenomenon. I'm so indie, walk with me like Farrakhan. I rock like Akinelli, piece of bitch, me a
I got the BMI, I got the ASCAP, I got the Harry Fox, I got the C-Sax, I got the Sound Exchange, I got the SoCal. I'm getting money made every time you hear my song. I'm so indie, so indie, so independent. I'm so indie, so indie, so independent. I'm talking real, CDs, gats, I own all of that. Ever since 16, I've been linked with ASCAP. Folding them statements since pumping out the basement. Register my titles like traumas through his hammers. Load up my media base to watch the hits move. Same thing with BDFs to watch the spin school. Copyright mine before I press up the digitize. They don't know they biz, that's why they get sodomized. Get your respect back, along with your publishing. Man, I'm so indie, I've been in these streets bubbling. Hand in hand, the sound scans pay the rent though. It's more than the rapper, it's that V-Don Prezi folk. Give respect, text straight to the mailbox. They want the audio war, we let that microphone pop.
Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. Never turning off, cause I'm alive.
Welcome to the Lighthouse Spotlight feature, ladies and gentlemen. Our superstar independent artist of the day. Shine a light, shine a light, shine a light.
Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. I'm never turning off cause I'm a light. Lock me up in cuffs, throw me to the ground. I'm never turning off cause I'm a light. Shining on the world that's moving fast. Here's the guarantee you'll never crash. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me up. Turning off, I'm on the light. Knock me up and come, yeah.
I'm so indie. What's up in the building, y'all? I like how Spotlight feature today is Smiz the Money Kid. What's good, Smiz?
Yes, sir. I'm here, man. I'm here. I'm grinding.
That's what's up, man. Glad I'm glad you are here. Thank you so much for being on the loft, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, man. Let's talk about that. I'm so indie. You gotta give us about that, man.
I mean, I'm so indie is like we just so independent. Me and my brother Villa Dom. Shout out to my brother and business partner Villa Dom. We all the Office Boys in Y, and we actually, like, it was a song I did called I'm Grinding, and it was a kid called Smell the Rose. Mm-hmm. We actually made some chart independently, like the top 50 independent artists of the grind. We did it independently because that's why he talks about having it. ASCAP at 16 because he already had a situation. You know what I mean? Unbeknownst to me, I didn't know him at the time. Mm-hmm. So when we connect and all that, you know what I mean? We get the building because I went to school and he went to school. Mm-hmm. So we built a little different about a song. And once we saw the power we had, we was like, everything could be done independently. Actually, we so indie, like, we'll take a check, but we don't need a label because we understand the business. So all we got then is all about your music. If your music resonates with the people, you're going to win anyway. But if your business ain't right, then you're going to lose anyway. That's anything. It ain't even just music. If you love what you're doing and you learn the business, eventually, it's going to pay off. That's just universal law.
That's right. That's real. That's real. That's real. That's real. Know the business. Know the business. I love that. I love that. I love that. So, man, how long you been out here grinding, man, independently, man?
All my life. I've been independent all my life. I never had no jobs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I didn't come from that type of household. Sorry to say. You know what that's I mean? I was raised out Sawyertown, born in Brooklyn, Brownsville, you know what I mean, to be exact. Raised in Sawyertown, a section of Elizabeth City. And listen, my pop sold weed. I'm going to just keep it 100. Mm-hmm. He sold weed my whole life. That's all he did to get money. And he had a clothing store named after me, LeVon's Italian, you know what I mean, right downtown. Mm-hmm. Had a club. My mom had a little exercise show in the morning. You talking like I'm a kid growing up, you know what I mean?
And
then the police kicked the door in, too. I seen that, too. I'm 13 or 14 now. So things has changed. Where it's like I've always been independent. I never saw nobody with a job in my house. Wow. But we was living life as you're supposed to, but nobody clocked in and did a 9 to 5. So
absolutely,
I grew up with that mentality. Sad to say, or respectfully, it is what it is, because I figured it out how to independently. I'm so indie. I figured it out with the music.
Absolutely.
This is my job. 24 hours in the office. We working right now.
That's right. That's right. You know that's right. That's real. Yeah. That's power right there because that's a whole different perspective of being independent. Independent and like I'm doing it independently. Music, I'm doing it independently. Well, I started off independently in life. Like I get that. Oh man, that's powerful.
Figure it out. Figure it out, man. You know what I mean?
That's powerful.
I got brothers. My brother, you're gonna meet a Villa Dom. I love it because with a wife and kids, when you believe in yourself, quit your job.
Yeah.
How you quit your job with a wife and kids pregnant? But believe in you. I believe in you. You believe in me. Let's go. We so indie, son. Can't nothing stop us. We producing it right here. Now, look, his bills still paid. Lights ain't out. Kids still stomachs. His bellies is fat. But now he got music out. He got books. We got the clothes. We got the merch popping. You were doing shows. You know what I mean? We selling NFTs. It's like all independently. Nobody gave us no check. This is all off the mug. Off of trust and knowing. You know what I mean? Knowing your wings.
Yeah.
I jump out the window. I'm going up. I don't know about nobody else.
There you go. I know that's right.
You know what I mean? I ain't thinking about falling to the ground.
I know that's right. That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Wow. So that's a lot of right. That's a lot right there. I love it. I love it. You know what? So to the ones that don't even know who Smiz, tell everybody who Smiz the Money Kid is, man.
Smiz the Money Kid is just a kid that always rap. I was always a writer, though. I wrote poetry, so I'm a writer.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And Smiz, the name Smiz comes from, my childhood name is Smiley. For anybody who grew up with me, they know Smiley. And the first thing they said about Smiley is Smiley always rap all his life. That's all they know.
Yeah.
Run around with a mic in my coat, 9 years old.
Wow.
But look, check it. My pops got a club.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? We got money, so a microphone. I know what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm born in Brooklyn. So I'm back and forth in New York, getting that hip hop before the world knows it. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm
tapped into that at an early age, so I'm destined to be different because I'm attracted to different. And then I'm being raised different.
That's right.
You know what I mean? My mama told me who I was at a young age, but she told me about the story of the coming of Jesus, how the king ordered all the males up to the age of 2 to be murdered.
Wow.
Wow.
Some were murdered, some were spared.
That's
blood
right.
over the doorway.
That's right.
You here, ain't you? All right, wear your crown. So as a kid, I always have my crown on. So
ooh.
It's like Spitz the Money Kid. You know what I mean? Spitz the Money Kid is just a thing. Get into the money. I am the money.
That's right.
I am the money. You feel me? I am the stock. We slaves was the first stock where the stock market comes from. We
come
are the
now.
Money. You know what I mean?
Tell
so
that.
That I mean that I'm just saying this is how we breathe, me and my business partners, and this is how we manifest things, because we it ain't no fear. It ain't
yeah.
no know. It ain't I know everything. I know everything, even what I don't know, because I'm not accepting not knowing as an answer. I'm gonna go figure it out. And if
oh.
we all just go figure it out,
that's right.
It'd be different. It'll be different. We give up easy.
That's right.
That's why contract was over 16 pages. I had to read 30 page contract. Tracks and heck, I don't need a lawyer. I am
yeah.
the lawyer,
because
it ain't just music. It's jargon. You feel me? It ain't nothing but jargon.
That's right.
Once you
that's
understand right. the jargon, again, this is the whole writer thing too. Loving words and getting to the science of words and how words come together and syllables and how it connects with the inner us. You know what I mean? Because you could say something and tap into your spirit and like it's something that resonates with
that's right.
the utterance. You
definitely.
Know what I mean? It's a
definitely.
Science to it. So I'm getting too deep now. But
nah, but you real though. Yeah. I love that. That's what I love about you, man. That's real. That's like the realest of the realest, because lyrically, that's where it all begins to me, because something that you could say that can pierce the soul, the heart, the mind, the spirit, the body of any and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
where there's a connection. That's where there's a connection. So,
mm-hmm.
But let's talk about some of your music, man. Bang, bang, okay. Trap. What's the concept behind that?
Listen, Pop sold weed my whole
yep.
life. And I seen the police kick the door in too.
Mm-hmm.
I was there looking out the window, watching the neighborhood, watching.
Wow, I feel you.
But they framed them. They framed them. They said we was growing weed in the backyard, which we wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a big case. A lot of us got big promotions, and it was something mm-hmm. to them. You know what I mean? Our life was changed though.
Gotcha.
He went to prison. He went to prison. We moved in with grandma. He went from having everything to nothing. Now I got to figure it out. I mean, the man, the house gone.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Man,
gotcha.
Got to figure it out. So bang bang trap is just self-explanatory.
Hey.
For the most part, because when you listen to the lyrics, we all started with no father and a single mother trying to make a dollar. These cold streets will turn you cold-hearted, turn you cold-blooded for them gold nuggets. Whether you're a bad man, killer man for the money, you a debtor man, thriller man. You know what I mean? I'm
wow.
talking like...
Yo, you know what? Don't even say no more. We gotta let the people hear. We gotta let the people hear.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bang Bang Trap by Smiz the Money Kid. Let's go.
Trap house in that crack house. Tell me what you gonna do when the feds come for you. You banging out the shots, ringing out while you hanging out. Tell me what you gonna do when it's time for you to shoot. You posted up in that trap house in that crack house. Tell me what you gonna do when the feds come for you. You banging out the shots, ringing out while you hanging out. Tell me what you gonna do.
Started with no fathers and a single mother trying to make a dollar. These cold streets to turn you cold hearted, turn you cold blooded for them gold nuggets. What the fuck, you a buy mine, killer mine for the money, you a data mine. For real, mine, gorilla mine, these nuts go shit when they ain't spit for the trigger mine. For real, mine, these streets I had singing so crazy. Stand my niggas acting so shaky, calling my son, but he's so shady. Either which way you gon' pay me. What the fuck, you a buy mine, killer mine for the money, you a data mine. For real, mine, gorilla mine, ish when the eight spit for the trigger man, for real man. You posted up in that trap house, in that crack house. Tell me what you gonna do when the feds come for you. You banging out the shots, ringing out while you hanging out. Tell me what you gonna do when it's time for you to shoot. You posted up in that trap house, in that crack house. Tell me what you gonna do when the feds come for you. You banging out the shots, ringing out while you hanging out. Tell me what you gonna do when it's time for you to shoot. Bang, bang. See, you can play the game, but you can't win it. You can make the money, but you can't spend it. The same ones that you came in it with be the same ones that it turned lieutenant. What the fuck, you a fat man, dealer man for the money, you a teller man. For real, man, you silly man. And then you gon' sweat and turn snitch on the dealer man. For real, man, these streets are acting so crazy. Standing in buggies acting so shaky. Scarface, you get Davy Scorsese. Talking chat, you give me right statements. What the fuck, you a fat man.
man. Feel a man for the money, you a teller man. For real, man, you silly man. Any niggas gon' sell shit, then turn snitch on the dealer man. For real, man,
you posted up in that trap house, in that crack house. Tell me what you gonna do when the feds come for you. You banging out them shots, ringing out while you hanging out. Tell me what you gonna do when it's time for you to shoot. You posted up in that trap house, in that crack house. Tell me what you gonna do when the feds come for you. You banging out them shots, ringing out while you hanging out. Tell me what you gonna do when it's time for you to shoot. Bang, bang. What you gonna do when the feds come for you? Tell me what you gonna do when it's time for you to shoot. Bang, bang.
Wow, wow. Bang, bang, trap, man. I get it. That was self-explanatory, like you said, you know, like it speaks for itself. You know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
You posted up in that trap house. That, but what you going to do when the feds come for you?
Yeah.
What you going to do when it's time for you to shoot?
That's real.
Bang, bang, trap. Yeah.
That's real. And shout out to your feature. What's your feature name?
Joel Taylor, man. Shout out to Joel Taylor.
Yes.
For some reason, he's always a go-to for me because his mom and my mom used to be real cool friends, like sisters, and that's why I know him from young. He always could sing and could play instruments and all that. He has his own music, too. But, you know, it's just a certain vibe with him. Man, he has a vibe, and it's like, he get me. When I come to him, I'm like, yo, I got an idea. I need you to bring it to life for me. He like, got you. Yeah, how you want me to do it? You know what I mean? And I know my songwriting. I know how to do reference tracks. That's a whole, it's a science of being an artist. The rappers don't know. It ain't just go rap in the studio. There's an art to it. When you
come
really
on
in
now.
The studio.
Tell them.
I ain't talking about just being in a room with a microphone and a desk. I'm talking about going in a $100,000 studio. How you feel then? You know what I mean? Where it's lit it up and it's a science to it. The acoustics is different. It'll scare you.
Scare you. That's right. That's right.
If you ain't tapped in, if you don't know what you do, if you ain't no professional.
Mm-hmm.
I got 10,000 hours in this. You know what I mean? I'm fully professional. Right.
Exactly.
Here.
Exactly. Exactly.
So,
that's real. That's real. That's real. So I mean, your concept was what it is. You speaking about your life, man. I lived that. I seen that. I was there for that. So, you know, that's real. And a lot of people, you know, a lot of artists sometimes nowadays just do what they feel is good for the culture, but haven't really experienced. And I think that plays a big part in music, period. Like, you know, the greatest things come from purity, from the soul and the spirit, because you could tell if somebody felt that or did that or been through that.
Look, see, but the thing that people don't realize between Hollywood and the music industry, they're owned by the same companies. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It ain't but three major record labels that run every genre of music you ever hear on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
That's Universal, mm-hmm. Warner Brothers, and Sony. Everything else is a subsidiary.
That's right.
And a minor company, but at the end of the day, they all go through them.
That's
and
right.
They're the ones that control all the movies that come through Hollywood as well.
That's right.
Universal, Sony, and Warner Brothers.
Umbrella, baby. That umbrella.
Yes. So I'm saying that to say, if you're not independent, then you're going to always have to ride the now culture wave in order to be what they consider successful, because it's a Trojan horse. It's not real.
Yeah.
The dream is not real. And the ones that are selling you the dream can't tell you it, because they'll lose the dream. And
when
they lose the dream, they have suicides. You feel me? Because it's that I've been on the other side of the game with the $1 million shakers and bakers.
Yeah.
And I understand, because I don't have to fake. I'm not trying to be anything. I am who I am.
That's right.
I know what the great I am is, so I know what I am and who I am, and they know too.
That's
but
right.
They want you not to know. So in doing that, they have to keep feeding you this perception of what you think, or what they fed you to believe what it is.
Believe what reality is.
The fairy tale, the American dream. You already had the dream is here. It is not the white picket fence and the babies and the dog. That's just what, that's what those foreigners that came to America, what they dreamed of having when they came here. And now that they run the world, they want to show everybody that they're no longer what their past said they are. This is what we are, and we should follow them. And
that's right.
Did.
That's right.
And now it's just about that they waking up. It's no waking up from what? What are you sleeping on? Yourself, actually.
Yeah.
Because none of that matters. when it boils down to self. Because the universe is going to respond to you. God already told everything to bow down. So everything bow down to men. And everything else agrees except men.
Wow. That's real talk right there. Real talk. All right, we can talk all day. But look, I think I found a way. What's the concept behind that, man? Writing concept behind that.
Listen, okay, so Bang Bang Trap, this actually from my new album, coming, Mr. Profession, and I think I found a way is on my current album, Folklore. Now, Folklore is something special because the album Mr. Professional was already done and was supposed to have been, I was setting up to like get my marketing and figure out how I was going to drop it. Mm-hmm. But actually, my cousin happened to call me. He's like, yo, I'm sitting talking with this kid, man. I gave him a CD and some beat shit, man. He only did like 2-3 songs, man. Say, yo, I told him, man, if I send it to my brother, man, my cousin Smith, man, he'll make an album out of it as a joke. He called me and sent me an email with like 10 songs. That night when he called me and did it, in 3 days, the whole album was done, skits, order, everything. I was like, and that's what we like to call fresh out of heaven, because I'm tapped in with the music and with my gift from what I do. It ain't like I have to think about it. It's like I get in my zone, I listen to the music, and I'm inspired by the music because I'm an instrument. So I'm looking for my placement, and God just download what he need me to say, and it comes out how it come out, and I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. I don't fight it. I let it go. And so the whole album was done. I think I found a way. That you ain't got to pay. You ain't got to pay.
Yeah.
Only thing you got to do is just pray. I think I found a way. I think I found a way. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. Wow. You know what I mean? All right. Let's go, y'all. Here we go. I Think I Found a Way by Smiz the Money Kid. Let's go.
I think I found a way, but you ain't gotta pay. The only thing you gotta do is just pray. I think I found a way. I think I found a way. I think I found a way. When you ain't gotta pay, the only thing you gotta do is just pray. I think I found a way. I think I found a way. I think the OGs try to tell you pull your pants up. It's hard to do it when your hands in those handcuffs. To violate your rights with your hands up. They might stick a knife in your sag. They use the nightstick on the Weema. And the cops who did it, they're riding around in the Beamer. With no respect for black life. Say you can live if you act right. But I'm a militant, a Brownsville criminal. This black state mafia, bring it back to the original. And I ain't talking no subliminals, I'm talking black African pride, the aboriginals. And I ain't talking no subliminals, I'm talking black African pride, the black originals. I know black is just a color, but it's for contacts, and when you're off, mom can figure it out. I think I found a way.
Food, clothes, and shelters for my elders. We them kings, we the pyramid builders. The universal sound wave benders. We the ancient architects of the Nimrods. They say that Satan was an angel, so if you don't trust me, I don't blame you. But see me, I'm into nature, and man, he all about danger. Know thyself, black man, you need to know thy wealth. Black God, you need to know thy health. We 60% water, and the earth is 70. Survived in the womb, how you love for telling me that blacks don't know how to swim. I survived for 9 months in the belly of sin. That blacks don't know how to swim. I survived for 9 months in the belly of sin.
When you ain't gotta pay, the only thing you gotta do is just pray.
From 1525 to 1866, 12.5 million Africans were taken from their homeland and forcibly shipped across the Atlantic. A journey that almost 2 million of them wouldn't survive. By the the turn of the 18th century, European merchants were building vessels capable of transporting hundreds of slaves per journey. These ships had extra portholes for ventilation, weapons mounted on deck in case of rebellion, and additional compartments added below deck to take on more human cargo. Before boarding the ships in African-born cities, slaves were stripped of their clothing.
I think I found a way. That's real, man.
Yeah, all you gotta do is pray. Joel Taylor. Yeah, that's all. Shout out to Joel Taylor again. He's a master at that. He know how to, he from the church.
Yeah.
You can tell it's in him, that spirit. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not bringing to life, man. I love it. Yeah. Absolutely. I love it. I think I found a way. Did you hear what I said? I'm trying to figure out my style because as I'm talking to you, right, and as an MC who come from the cloth and the art of MCing,
uh-huh,
and lyricism and all that,
uh-huh,
it's about originality.
That's
everybody
right.
Everybody sound the same right now, right? Everybody cadence is the same. The music is the same. The tempos is the same. Like, nah, man. I come from where you got to be original or you ain't being heard.
That's right.
Nobody trying to hear you. Like, nah, man. So.
Yo, that's my favorite thing is authenticity. Being in yourself. Being different. Different on purpose is the best thing because we're not created the same. Nobody is.
Yes. Different on purpose. But you might need to put that on a tee.
But standing in your truth and being and loving me for who I am. Hey, let's roll with it.
Yeah, let's roll with it.
I love that, man. Your style is your style and that's you. So they'd be like.
And even with the song, I think I found a way, right? Mm-hmm. Again, when I talk about the songs, I ain't really be talking to, I'm talking about myself, but I'd be amazed sometimes at how it comes about. Because again, I'm not thinking. This is what we call a fresh out of heaven. This is all a vibration. I do it so fluidly that I'm tapped in now. You know what I mean? So it's just, and I think back, I'm like, okay, the OGs try to tell you, put your pants up. That's what they always do.
Yeah.
I said, but it's hard to do it
with your hands.
Hands in the handcuffs.
Yeah.
They violate your rights with your hands up.
Yep.
Man, they might stick a knife in you. They use a nightstick on Luwima, though. That's what I'm saying. Luwima. They used a knife. They sodomized the man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I said, and the cops who did it, they ride around in the Beamer.
Yeah.
With no respect for black life.
Mm-hmm.
It's foul out here, man. The devil don't play by rules.
That's right. Absolutely.
They think it is. And the game is not designed to win. Please believe it. The game is not designed to win. I'm going to say that again. The game is not designed to be played.
That's right.
Because you can't never win. As soon as you beat the top man, it's a new game.
It's a new game. That's right.
Yeah. Be the creator of the game. That's how you beat the game.
Come on now. Oh, say that again. Be the creator of the game. That's how you beat
it. You know, they say it's chess, not checkers, right? No. Yeah. It's the game creator. He won. You ain't win chess.
That's right.
No. The where you bought it from won. Walmart won. And then the manufacturers won. Amazon won.
Oh, man.
Yeah, FedEx won. I'm trying to win like them.
That's right. That's right. That's right, man. Be the creator. Real. That's real.
We all create, right? Then where did we come from?
That's right.
I think I found a way.
You found a way.
All you gotta do is pray, though, right? You don't need me for that. You gotta do that on your own.
That's right.
You gotta find your relationship with God.
Personal.
I had to get out of that child mentality of how I used to pray because I'm raised down south.
Yep.
And when you're raised down south, it's just embedded in your mind. And you pray over your food the same for all your life. Mama's, God is great. God is good.
Yes,
I had
right.
to learn to be like, you know what, though? I ain't a child no more.
That's right.
Let me talk. Hey, yo, God, check this out. You already know what's going on. I ain't got to tell you, but listen, it's rough out here, man.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm about to do ain't right, and I ain't asking you for no help.
Mm-hmm.
Because ask for forgiveness that you should receive. I ain't trying to play with it at the same time. I got to balance out the evils of the world now. Because the good guy they lie to us. The good guy do not win.
That's right.
No, the good guy suffers.
Suffers. Ooh.
Yeah, and I ain't even saying you got to be bad. What I'm saying is stand on righteousness, stand on what's right, because you get done wrong your whole life. That's why you're always going through things, because you let things slide, you get done wrong when you think I shouldn't say something, or this is not right, or you're scared you're gonna lose this. Fear gonna always keep you in position.
That's right.
Of a worker, but you wasn't created to be no worker. You can be, it's okay, but work to have workers,
because
some of them want to be workers.
That's right.
I was told a third of the angels sided against God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was told.
Mm-hmm.
And they got kicked out of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was also told that 85% of the world will follow.
Mm-hmm.
So when I blend that all together, what I say, they say that Satan was an angel, but if you don't trust me, I don't blame you.
That line right there. That line see, right
me,
there.
I'm into nature, though. Me, I'm into nature.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Yeah, that because, right. So I don't blame you and trust me, but I know where I come from.
I know that's right.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Know who I am. I know where I come from.
I found a way.
You found a way, bro. You found a way.
What I learned is from being around my peoples and learning about yourself and accepting who people are, I learned that sometimes we need our friends around just to talk to ourselves that you need to pick up on, that you mm-hmm. can't in your head. You can't, certain things you can't pick up. It has to be uttered out and then come back so you can digest it a little different, because then you get banter. You saw another idea from someone else and then you're like, okay, yeah, all right. Because you got me thinking about thinking about the whole process of with the album and all that, and the whole way I had it mapped out, but wasn't even supposed to been like that. And then the whole way you was going to put the song, where in my mind, I'm sitting back saying, this was all kind of divine, because it had thought, but it wasn't really thought.
Yeah,
but I knew I needed to touch. Each song represented something, because I'm so indie as being my brother, which is the Almost Boys NY. The other joint, Bang Bang Trap for my new album. I definitely got to big up my man, Bang Out, who produced it, because he Grammy nominated. I keep sleeping on that's the fact that his name hold weight.
Exactly. That's real. That's real.
I definitely got to speak on that, because I got to do him justice.
That's right.
Because he brag on me. He, my man, Bang Out from Brooklyn. Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah. He produced Bang Bang Trap. That's like my producer. He like my peak rock, my Marley Marl. That's my go-to guy. We build all the time. Like, yo, I'm doing the indie. And he remember me from back in the day, young, before he was making beats and all that. So we have a different energy and rapport when we talk about me as an MC. You know what I mean? Like he really know I was 100% fresh before anything. That's my first rap name. That's how far I go back. Fresh. 100% fresh.
Wow.
Because an artist gave me that name, because I was just a rapper. I was a rappity rapping out rap. Mm-hmm. I love to write poetry and I read. I love to read.
Yeah.
And I could just rap.
That's why the lyrics so powerful.
Yeah. Hold on. But I got to give respect to Trey Bag, one of my OGs. I don't know if you know Trey Bag, but Trey Bag, he was like the Elizabeth City rocking to me back then in the days. He had that God flow real smooth. And he told me, like, yo, you good. But he was like, yo, don't make it up, man. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, if you're going to do it, just let me tell the truth.
Yeah.
And that's when my writing style switched. It became more reality. Trying to make reality rhyme versus making something up that's not true, or you know what I mean, like why tell a fairy tale when I can tell you the truth?
That's right. I know that's right.
It sound like one. Making movies out here.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, we got one more track up for you, Smiz. Man, Love Life. I love this one. You got to give me the story behind this one right here. Well, you know what? Don't give me the story. We're gonna talk about the story after the song play, but just give me the concept of the writing. What you want to be perceived from it.
It's love life. It's like love the life you live in, even though you might not agree with the things that are happening right now.
Ooh.
Just know that you have to know that it's gonna work out, because it's gonna work out. Just like if you scratch yourself and you bleed, you know it's gonna heal itself up. You it ain't you doing it, but it's doing it.
Mm.
You ain't consciously doing it, but your body's been created to do that. Like, don't forget what you are.
Wow. Gotcha. Y'all, we're gonna hear this. This is Love Life right now from Smiz, the Money Kid. Here we go.
God knows I tried to be the best, but inside I died to myself, ego and pride was the only thing left, so I set that aside. But got the world on my chest, so I call for the love for all my loved ones. Blow a bead for my kings in the dungeons. Even though you're locked up, we still think about you. So in your honor, we show love, son. And rest in peace to all those that passed away. See the pain stay the same day after day. And even though you're not here, we still reminisce about all the good times and better days. I know this world is stressful, so stay strong. We black kings, so niggas think they King Kong. And when wrong or seem right, just think about it twice. Cause man, I'm tired of singing these sad songs.
We ain't outside. And we in the hood, a white owl flew by us. We all freaked out. So when I saw the man doing the cipher, the video where she grabbed me, and I got in the middle of the cipher, and I let her do her thing. And oh my God, I feel so much peace.
Bottle. Gave you three wishes, what would you choose?
probably the money and the bitches. Me, I choose to see God while I'm living. Got two more left, I use one to break the prisons. Got one more left, I ask for three more witches. Then use one to pay off all tuitions. Use the other one to get rid of guns and stop the killings. It's too many murders, man, we need more living. One more left before I take my last breath. I ask for three more wishes, cause I ain't done yet. I make a condo out of every house in the projects. This is reparations, everybody black did a check. I got one more left, so you know what I'ma do. Ask for three more wishes, cause you know I ain't through. In the image of God, so they gonna stay true. They tryna kill us all, me and you.
She wanted to say goodbye, but she knew that I held her hand to the last moment. So of all the people she could have wanted to say goodbye, she invited all the pirates and all the boatmen, and they just met up at my house, and we celebrated her, because she was the daughter of the moon. And she left, and now she's resting in peace. And I wanted to share that with you, because I share her message with you. I don't know why, but I promise you, I believe you.
Man, love life. I love that song because I feel like it's just so personal, and I love the simple fact of love life. Like you said, love life that you live, you know, it's kind of hard. Be real. It's sometimes, you know, you get some situations and it just knocks you. Like, but
yeah,
I get it. Yes. Talk about the concept behind that, man. I really love that song.
My homegirl, shout out my homegirl, Mickey, that's like talking, doing the chorus part. Actually, see, that song came from the album iPhone 8, which is streaming now, but that was an album that I created during the pandemic, mm-hmm. the quarantine. I couldn't get in the studio. Mm-hmm. I just got a new iPhone. I noticed it had GarageBand on it, and because I went to school, I know how to work it. Started making beats on it, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Figured out how to record. Started recording songs and did a whole album that I wrote, produced, and created all off the iPhone and put it out in the streaming right now, you know what I mean? And Love Life was one of them tracks that I made. And my homegirl, Mickey, she had a cousin that raps. She hit me up and was like, yo, you know, I'm going to introduce some of my cousins. I'm like, yo, worry, yeah, we're gonna make it happen.
Yeah,
she happened to die, get murdered, believe, you know what I mean, before it happened.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, she called me, told me about it, you know what I mean, around the time it happened, and she was like, damn, you know what I mean, I want to do something in remembrance of her, you know, out of respect, because we was gonna, you know what I mean, put in some work. So,
that's right.
I was like, I reached out to her, and she had sent me a message on Facebook Messenger, like an audio message, and what you're hearing in the song is what she was saying to me. Like,
wow.
You know, she was actually telling me what was going, like how she was feeling at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her, could I use that in the song? She was like, yeah. So all I did was take the part, chop it up, and instead of creating a chorus or hook, let that play. You know what I mean? Her words, because she's grieving for her family, and you know what I mean? And then at the end, at the end of the song is a clip of her actually rapping. So it was like, that's dope. You know what I mean? At least we still get to do the song together.
We did the song together, here, man.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Name in the song. So I told him, like, listen, I guess if you get this bread up, whatever, however it could go down with that song to where it could make something mean something,
mm-hmm.
then that's, you know what I mean? I'm going to make sure her kids or whatever is supposed to get
That's powerful, yeah, man. That's respect, man. I love that.
But you can only do that when you're indie. You can't do that. You have to be independent.
Absolutely.
To do that. You feel me? That song is real personal, and it's like the highest streamed song on iPhone 8. Respectfully so. I love that song because of what it represents. And people don't put that type of music out there anymore.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
That's my part right there. And like I say, I say it every time, all the time, you know, it's a lot going on in the world right now. I get it. And you know, it's vulnerability. Like, okay, look, this is what I'm going through. This is what I went through. And to be able to put that in your music or speak it, just to be able to mm-hmm. speak it, because sometimes, you know, trauma can silence you.
Trauma can silence you
to a point where it's like you have everything to say, but it won't come out.
Right.
But to be able to do it with your music and then pay homage to her, man, that is top notch beautiful. I'm sorry. That's art. Absolutely. That's to me, that's like the biggest meaning for music, period. I mean, that's what it is. That's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? And it's relatable. Mm-hmm. It could touch a lot of people. It touched me. You know what I'm saying? Because I give you so much mad respect. I met you at one of the hardest times in my life. You went to school. You were in school with my sister, but I met you at one of the hardest time of my life. And it was like, you stepped up for me, man, and made it happen. happen just from hearing, like, I want to pay. We want to do something for Big Herd. My boy. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my boy.
And yeah, you, shout out to Big Herd.
Man, you made that happen like it won't nothing. And I'm telling you, I'm forever grateful for you for that. No joke. That right there will go down for forever for me. Like, and that's why I still kick it with you this day. You know what I'm saying? I hit you up with some text messages. And we you know, mm-hmm. we communicate because, you know, real recognize real. You know, real recognize real all day, every day. Because you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to do that.
I'm glad I was able to. That's my purpose. That's part of my purpose.
Yeah.
If I can't be useful, then what's my job here? Why am I here?
That's real. That's real right there.
Use me, right?
That's right.
I think that's what, ain't it what it sounds like?
That's what it say. That's what it say.
Or send me.
That's right. Send me, I'll go.
Exactly. Okay.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Real talk. That's real talk.
And that's part of my job as an artist. My job, I found out. My job is to do what I'm doing, however I do it, get to where I need to be. And when they ask me how I do it, it's all God. That's right. God to pray. That's all he wants. He ain't telling, bless you. He ain't telling you how to do it.
That's right.
But when you do it, when you walking in alignment, and I ain't saying everything got to be right, but when you're in alignment, you ain't worried about right or wrong. You just worried about moving forward.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And see, we impatient. A lot of people impatient. Like, overnight success is definitely not overnight. You're never successful because success is subjective. It's all in what makes you happy. If you're happy, then you're successful.
That's right.
Don't let the world fool you into thinking materialism is success. No, materialism is debt.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because you're going to be paying taxes on all that material.
All of that.
Right.
All of that. Do you own this? No, you don't own nothing. You never own anything because you're going to pay taxes until...
There's a way. There's definitely a way in it, and there's definitely a way. All you gotta do is go solve it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm working on. I'm working on figuring. I gotta figure it out, but it's like going solving, meaning, you know, you gotta own your land first before you go solving. You gotta know how to build a house or have someone that could do that. You know what I mean? You gotta get your solar panels because you don't want to deal with the electricity. You gotta get your water filtration system because you want to be able to pump your own water from the earth.
Come on,
you gotta be a botanist or something. You gotta know about the plants. You gotta be able to grow your herbs and your fruits and your vegetables. And you gotta be one with the animals because you gotta know them chickens and them cows and everything God put here.
Look, I'm a country girl. That's how I grew up. Okay. That's all I ever knew.
So where's the need for money when you have everything that God put here live for you? Where do you need the paper? You can feed just right? They had to figure out how to sew. Somebody had to figure out how to make
absolutely clothes, keep you warm.
Women don't knit no more. I mean, grandmas don't make quilts no more. Not that but remember, that was all they had to do.
That's all they had to do.
The rocket ship. Right.
The clothes is made. The clothes is made. Everything was made.
I'm trying to take it back, man. Listen,
survival.
I'm with. I don't know. See, integration made us reliant on others. Man, we fresh out of slavery, we had no choice but to just figure it out or die. Figure out how to build a house or lay in the rain. Basically, you ain't got but two choices, and that's how I look at life. Like, it is even how do you call it? Ain't no lukewarm.
That's no.
I always use Bible reference because I was raised in the church.
Absolutely.
I grew up with going to church was cool. It was fun. It was like a thing to do. It's like, yeah, you ain't going to church, you're gonna get on the choir, get a role. What? You know, we'll be going next week. It was cool. Why you want a choir role?
Come on now.
Initials on it.
Absolutely. Tell it.
But
tell
at the same time, you could bump into somebody at the church, at the shop house,
yeah,
or at
that's
the juke joint, because it's real. It's like, I'm going to still praise God, but
yeah,
I ain't judging you because you might want to have a little taste every now and then. If that's what, yeah, but you'll go work 90 hours a week, though. You deserve that.
Come on.
You work so much, you don't need change clothes. Nah, because we know them old schoolers like that, right? Like,
yeah,
like,
absolutely.
I ain't even got no, I got outfits, but what am I wearing, man?
What am I wearing, man? I work
right,
all the time.
Right.
Oh, man.
That needs to change because they never enjoy the fruit of their labor. The family labor. Do, but they don't.
That's right.
Right? The grandfather died knowing their family was good, but he never patched the metal on a Porsche or he never enjoyed it. He might have lived longer. If
that's
he was
real.
Able to enjoy the fruits of, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I, oh my God, I feel that. That's real. That's
love real. Life. Right.
But you know what, man? We could talk all day, but I love you, Smiz. Thank you so much, man. I'm going to get you to send us out of here. I want you to let everybody know your handles, where they can find your music at. But most of all, continue to educate and get some inspiring words to any upcoming artists or people out here grinding and do it. It's you, man. Take us out.
Listen, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure. Yes. My name is Smiz the Money Kid. All you gotta do is type in Smiz the Money Kid. SMIZTHEMONEYKIDE.
My algorithms is up. My analytics is popping. You take me in, I'm Googleable. Wherever we take my name in, I'm popping up on things you ain't never heard of. And I'm selling NFTs. We ain't even get into that. We can say that for a second show. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back with my brother Villa Dawn. You know what I mean? We're going to come back as the Office Boys, and we're going to really get into the politics of NFTs, blockchain streaming, cryptocurrency, and how that's a new market for independent artists. Because if you got a fan base, then you're talking about something where you could sell something. They don't physically have it, but it's digital, and then they can sell it to somebody else, and you get royalties off of it every time it resells.
Wow.
But you still own it. You own the physical, but someone else owns the digital. Like, it's a mind play. I get it. I'm on it. I'm the new white man. I got to figure it out. Listen, I got to figure it out because it's not personal. It's all business. Even when it's personal, it's business.
That's right.
So, you know what I mean? I'm Smith the Money Kid everywhere. Google, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify. I'm streaming. I'm on the blockchain. If y'all know about the blockchain streaming, I'm there. I'm just everywhere. Smith the Money Kid. All you got to do is type me in.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate
One thing. If you don't mind, listen, I've been made a global artist ambassador for this company called Phoenix 360. This is in no way like no personal endorsement, but as the way to connect came through me, my promoter in New York that was booking my shows for me came to me and my brother and said, yo, we got an opportunity where you get paid to do an interview. They just looking for like premier and elite artists to interview. I was like, all right, we did it. Got paid $100. Next thing we know, we got called to be on a Zoom meeting with like 18 other people, with the CEOs of the company. And they were talking about this Phoenix app thing and what they were going to do to revolutionize the game as far as for independent artists, where you can have your own mobile app that you can save to a desktop or your home screen. But basically, like when I drop my album, I don't have to go to Spotify, Tidal, nowhere. I could drop it in my app exclusively. Wow. And if you got my app, you could go straight to my app and listen to it. Videos, whatever. You can add your merch. You can do NFTs. Basically, that's putting the power of the independence back into the independent hand, where you can connect to third party places like YouTube and Apple links and all that.
But it's not. It's like optional now. It makes it optional. Wow.
Yeah. And I could sell my merch in there or my album if I choose to. But let's say I'm dropping my album as professional, and for my exclusive money kids who rock with me like that, y'all get the exclusive listen first. I could drop it in my app. So if you like, right now I got maybe 25 installs. That means about 25 people that downloaded my app on their phone. So when I drop the album, I'd be like, hey, yo, I just dropped my new album. It's professional. Go to the app. They can go right to the app on their phone. Boop. Listen to it instantly right there.
Wow. That's power. That is power.
But I could plug any independent artist in to have that right now because I'm a global artist ambassador. But they're about to close the gate. See, they plan was to get 10,000 independent users.
That's right.
You feel me? Before they bring on industry, because part of the thing is we're gonna be able to eat all the ads and everything. They're gonna start bringing in sponsors.
That's right.
So if they have 10,000 independent artists from all over the world, creators, not just artists, creators, photographers, painters, then you know what type of market that is for a company that's trying to reach. Okay, now they're saying when they do come in, 85% of the revenue that's generated on your app is going to go to you, and they're going to take 15% minus, the other way around.
Exactly.
You got people. Listen, I'm trying to, but the thing about it is, people, there's so many scams going on out here. We send people the information thinking it's a scam because we ask them for PayPal information or whatever. This is for your payment. They paying you for an interview. They say, you know what? We're doing an experiment, because when you try to offer somebody something, they don't want to take it. So maybe if we pay them, it'd be more incentive, but they figured out that people turn it down more because you was offering money because it felt it was a scam. We just trying to versus it being free. So we done signed up 150 artists already.
Wow.
So and all of them got $100 a piece for the interview or have their own apps and been interviewed and on you know what I mean? So it's on them what they do with the app. But I'm just saying, for any independent artists out there that want to get in on this, because what do I care? The only thing I'm doing is trying to spread the power. It don't hurt me.
That's right.
But at the same time, it's not going to be around forever.
That's right.
You feel
that's
me?
Right.
By June, they already have independent creators. So soon, your only thing they'll be able to do is get a fan app. But you can go download it, Phoenix 360, at Google Play or Apple, the App Store, and download it. And you could get a fan app, but you
you can't monetize.
I'm trying to put you in a position to be able to monetize your own app and sell it for what you want to. You feel me? Or not. Because, and not only do they give you $100 when they do the interview, they're giving you 10,000 Phoenix tokens, which is essentially cryptocurrency. So you tapping into that too, because that's their currency that they use. Mm-hmm. Phoenix tokens. But it's like you can spend USD or you can spend cryptocurrency. Either way. Wow. So, you know, I'm glad I remember to say that, because I wanted, because this is going to, this interview with the cash is going to resonate. And when it does, the people that hear this and missed out are going to say, you know what? He told us. Because I keep telling people, you know why? Because what I'm seeing right now, they told us this back in October.
Oh.
We didn't know we was getting the app. The app was extra when we went to the meeting, the Zoom meeting. I didn't know. We just thought we were doing an interview.
Yeah.
So the app was extra. Like, oh, we get an app too? Oh, shit, gangster. Let's go. My own mobile app. Crazy. Let's go.
Wow.
So now the opportunity is there where all we need is links, though. All we're asking for is links and how you want to get paid. Because they create the app for you.
Yeah.
They create the app for you, give you your login information. You change it after that. But that's all. It's an independent hustle.
Man, I like it because it sounds like it's an independent. You said it's an independent hustle, but it's an independent way to make some money.
I could plug you in.
For yourself, man. For yourself. Yeah. Definitely. Look,
hit me off the air. Off the line. I got you. I send you the spill and we go from there.
Yo, Smith, thank you so much. Everybody, we're going to have his information. We're going to have his information on our page. Check him out. Hit him up. He's giving us a lot of golden nuggets. You know, because he's been in the
things
game.
Things I probably shouldn't have said.
But hey, I
love it.
You.
I love it, though. Because, listen, they don't own me. I own myself.
I know that's right.
You feel me? So they can't stop me saying anything. Don't put me down.
That's
I'm
right.
A cowboy. We shake hands.
Shake hands and we keep it moving.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you, Smith. Thank you so much for everything, man. I really, really appreciate you, man. And
you.
Y'all stay tuned for a little bit. We got some more inspirational music and soul for you.
When you ain't gotta pay, the only thing you gotta do is just pray.
What they give you, blood? 3 months, man. What you doing in here anyway? You ought to be home with your mama. How old are you, boy?
13.
Damn. The bastards must be running out of to arrest.
This goes out. So all the families that went through the struggle.
All yeah. That I got is you.
In the heart. It was all
and
from the
I'm
heart.
So
everything was real. Yeah. Dwelling in the past, flashbacks when I was young. Whoever thought I'd have a baby girl and 3 sons? But going through this difficult stage, I found it hard to believe. While my old earth had so many seeds, but she's her own woman. And due to me, I respect that. I saw life for what it's really worth and took a step back. Family ain't family no more. We used to play ball, eggs after school, eat grits cause we was poor. Grab the flies for the channel, fix the hanger on the TV. Rocking each other's pants to school wasn't easy, we survived winters. Snotty nose with no coats. We kept it real, but the older brother still had jokes. Sadly, daddy left me at the age of 6. I didn't know nothing, but mommy neatly packed the she cried, and grandma held the family down. I guess mommy wasn't strong enough, she just went down. Check it, 15 of us in a 3-bedroom apartment, roaches everywhere. Cousins and aunts was there, 4 in the bed, 2 at the foot, 2 at the head. I didn't like to sleep with John, he peed the bed. 7 o'clock, plucking roaches out the cereal box. Some shared the same spoon, watching Saturday cartoons. Sugar water was a thing, every meal was no frill. In the summer, free lunch held us down like steel. And there were days I had to go to Texas with a note. Stating Gloria, can I borrow some food? I'm dead broke. So embarrassing, I couldn't stand a knock in they door. My friends might be laughing, I spent stamps in stores. Mommy wears a toilet paper, use the newspaper. Look, Miss Rose gave us a couch, she's the neighbor, things was deep. My whole youth was sharper than cleats. 2 brothers with muscular dystrophy. Killed me, but I remember this. Mom's a lick of fingertips to wipe the coal out my eye before school with a spit. Caseworker had to run it back to face to face. I caught a case house and tried to throw us out of our place. Sometimes I look up at the stars and analyze the sky and ask myself, was I meant to be here? Why? Yeah.
I'm so thankful I made it through.
mommy. I love you.
And I'm so thankful to get through. All that I got is you.
It's all you.
And I'm so thankful.
Brought me here like this.
You see, the universe is consists of the sun, moon, and star, and them planets would exist in my space, like man, woman, and child. You understand? We got to keep it real with reality, and reality gonna keep it real with us. I remember them good old days. Because see, that's the child I was. What made me the man I am today. See, cause if you forget where you come from, you're never gonna make it where you're going. Because you lost the reality of yourself. So take one stroll through your mind and see what you will find. And you'll see your whole universe all over again and again and again and again and again. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much, Smiz, the Money Kid. Thank you for your knowledge. Thank you for your music. And thank you for the nuggets that you dropped upon us. I'm so, so grateful, man. Everybody, let's go. Let's create it. Let's make it happen. Make it do what it do. Do something. I love you. Make it great.
It's a blessing to see people with their heads up to the sky still. Cause honestly, for the same people, life can be so real. I'm amazed by all your strength. And I'm grateful you come through, yeah. So I take this time to stop a moment and show my gratitude for you. I put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love. It's beautiful, beautiful. Many mighty ships are sinking. Many stars are falling down. And I count it as a blessing that you hold me up now. I can tell that you've been praying. My whole life has turned around. Yeah, yeah. And I can't go without saying that I thank God for you all now. Yeah, for you I put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful. Now put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Let me say yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me hear you say, yeah, 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 yeah. See what you go through. Put my lighter in the air. The truth is, you're beautiful. Beautiful. Now put your lighter in the air.
Put your lighter in the air.
Everybody singing together, sing a new song.
Alright.
Put your lighter in the air for love.
Oh, you're
it's beautiful. Beautiful.
Let me hear you say, yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah.
Say, yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah.
Let me hear you say.